Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Her Duty-Bound Defender by Cherie Stover. Performed by Patricia Santomasso. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:14. For all the dedicated law enforcement canines and their handlers, thank you for your service. 1. A tragic murder in a blissful setting. That's how the Denver media sensationalized Peter Windham's horrifying Valentine's Day murder. An involuntary shiver passed over Naomi Carr Kavanaugh. Peter Windham and Henry Mulder, both Naomi's high school classmates, died of gunshot wounds. Additionally, the killer left a malicious note stabbed into their chests, claiming they'd gotten what they deserved. Worse, the crimes mimicked the demise of three other Elk Valley High School classmates and fellow Young Ranchers Club members in Wyoming a decade prior. Her gaze remained fixated on Peter's barn, looming ahead in the distance with the gorgeous Colorado landscape for a backdrop, the same place where law enforcement discovered his body 2 months prior. Why had the murderer returned now? Why, Peter? Tears filled Naomi's eyes, blurring her vision. Unlike her teen crush, Trevor Gage, and his friends, Peter, the quintessential nice guy, was Naomi's friend. Naomi's connection to all the murder victims and the prank they'd played on her at the YRC dance 10 years prior remained one undeniable fact. Memories of the horrible night rushed at her, dragging Naomi back to the painful moment with Trevor and his friends, including Peter. She shoved the unpleasant thoughts away. Did Peter move to Colorado, intending to flee their hometown and the painful reminders, just as she'd done? The last rays of the April evening sun prepared to set behind the majestic Colorado mountains bordering the deserted Windham Ranch. The headlights of Naomi's Ford Transit Connect van illuminated her path. She drove slowly, navigating past the outbuilding, stable, and farmhouse to the barn doors, where she parked and shut off the engine. Why am I here? Naomi had no suitable answer for the pestering question. She'd contemplated her motives since the last of her tour bus customers disembarked tonight. As the owner-operator of her small business, Friends of Foothills Tours, she provided guided tours to common attractions around Denver and the bordering foothills. This night, she felt compelled to visit Peter's property, and she'd driven straight here. Again. Months earlier, just after Valentine's Day, when the news first reported the incident, Naomi made this same trip. Due to the heavy law enforcement personnel presence, she'd known better than to intrude. But tonight, no other people milled along the property. No coroner's van drove Peter's body to the morgue. No crime scene technicians collected evidence. She released her seatbelt and opened her door, then paused. The trills of the birds faded as they nestled in the trees that bordered the pasture, void of the horses Peter loved to train. A swift kick under her ribs gained her attention, and Naomi caressed her swollen belly where her active baby boy moved. We're here, little man. I might as well look around. She awkwardly scooted out of the driver's seat, reminded that no movement was easy at the advanced stage of her pregnancy. Time was running out, though. Soon she'd be a busy single mommy. It was now or never. Her ballet slipper flats crunched softly on the gravel road. Gravity pulled on her aching muscles, and she braced her palms against the small of her back, then leaned to stretch. Sprouts of overgrown grass and weeds peeked sporadically through the ground. A soft breeze fluttered the tendrils of hair that had escaped her French braid, tickling her neck. Goosebumps rose on her bare arms. She reached.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?